Hello and welcome to your GCSE German Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Today we're diving into one of the most important grammar topics you'll need to master, German prepositions, or as we say in German, Präpositionen. Whether you're tackling a reading comprehension, writing a 150-word essay, or trying to nail your speaking exam, prepositions will come up again and again, so let's make sure you really understand them. Let's start with the big picture. A preposition is a small word that tells us the relationship between things. Words like in, on, with, through, for. In English, prepositions are fairly simple, but in German, they're a bit more interesting because the preposition you use determines which grammatical case follows it, and that changes the article. Don't worry, by the end of this episode, you'll have a clear system for handling every type. Right, let's get into the three groups. Group one, accusative prepositions. These always, always take the accusative case. There are seven main ones to memorise, and here's a little trick to help you remember them. The mnemonic is dog foo be. D for durch, meaning through. O for ohne, without. G for gegen, against. F for für, for. U for around or at a time. B for bis, until or as far as. And don't forget entlang, along, which usually comes after the noun. So, durch, ohne, gegen, für, bis, entlang. Dogphobie. Say it with me. Dogphobie. Now, what does accusative mean for the article? For masculine nouns, der words, the article changes to den. So, ich kaufe ein Geschenk für den Mann. I'm buying a present for the man. For feminine and neuter nouns, the article stays the same. Die stays die, das stays das. Group two, dative prepositions. These always, always take the dative case. There are eight core ones, and here's your mnemonic. Ab, mans, fog, zeg. A for aus, out of, from. B for by, at, near, with. M for mit, with. N for nach, after, to a country or city. S for Zeit, since, for a period of time. V for von, from, of, by. Z for zu, to. And G for gegenüber, opposite. So, aus, by, mit, nach, Zeit, von, zu, gegenüber. Ab, mans, fog, zeg. In the dative case, der becomes dem, die becomes der, and das becomes dem. So, ich fahre mit dem Bus. I travel by bus. Ich wohne bei der Schule. I live near the school. Now, here's where it gets really interesting, and where lots of students lose marks. Group three, the dual case prepositions, or vexel prepositions. These are prepositions that can take either the accusative or the dative, depending on what you're describing. There are nine of them. An, at, on a vertical surface, auf, on a horizontal surface, hinter, behind, in, into, neben, next to, über, over, above, unter, under, below, for, in front of, before, zwischen, between. The golden rule, and please write this down, is wohin gets accusative, wo gets dative. Wohin means where to. It describes movement or direction. Wo means where. It describes a static location. So if I say, ich gehe in den Supermarkt, I'm going into the supermarket, that's movement, wohin. So I use accusative, den. But if I say, ich bin im Supermarkt, I'm in the supermarket, that's location, wo. So I use dative, im, which is short for in dem. Let's talk about those contracted forms, because they come up constantly in authentic texts, and you need to recognise them instantly. In plus das becomes ins, an plus das becomes ans, zu plus dem becomes zu plus der becomes zur, bei plus dem becomes beim, vom plus dem becomes vom. These contractions are not optional. A native speaker would always say ich gehe zum Bahnhof, not ich gehe zu dem Bahnhof. Using the full form sounds unnatural and could cost you marks in writing. Now, let's look at some special uses of prepositions that often come up in the exam. First, infinitive constructions. Unto means in order to. Ohne zu means without doing. Statt zu means instead of doing. The verb goes to the very end in its infinitive form. For example, ich lerne Deutsch, in Deutschland zu arbeiten. I'm learning German in order to work in Germany. Or hat gegessen, ohne zu bezahlen. He ate without paying. These structures are great for showing off in your writing exam. Examiners love them. Second, verbs with prepositions. Some German verbs are always paired with a specific preposition. For example, warten auf, to wait for. Sich freuen auf, to look forward to. Sich interessieren für, to be interested in. Denken an, to think about. These are worth learning as fixed phrases because the preposition doesn't always match what you'd expect from English. Third, for higher tier students, dar compounds and vo compounds. When you want to replace a prepositional phrase that refers to a thing rather than a person, you use a dar compound. So instead of ich denke an das Wetter, I'm thinking about the weather, you can say ich denke daran, daran. Similarly, damit, with it, dafür, for it, davon, from it, darauf, on it. Wo compounds are used in questions. Wofür interessierst du dich? What are you interested in? Worauf wartest du? What are you waiting for? These are higher tier features that will really impress the examiner. Right, let's talk exam technique. Common mistake number one, confusing accusative and dative with dual case prepositions. Always ask yourself, is this movement, wohin, or location, wo? If something is moving somewhere, it's accusative. If something is staying put, it's dative. Ich stelle das Buch auf den Tisch. I'm putting the book on the table. Movement, accusative, den. Das Buch liegt auf dem Tisch. The book is lying on the table. Location, dative, dem. Common mistake number two, forgetting contracted forms. Never write zu dem when you mean zum. Examiners notice this and it affects your accuracy mark. Learn the six main contractions. Ins, ans, zum, zur, beim, vom. Common mistake number three, forgetting the zu in infinitive constructions. It's zu, not just Students often write, ich gehe in die Stadt, einkaufen, missing the zu before the infinitive. The correct form is einzukaufen, or Lebensmittel zu kaufen. Common mistake number four, using the nominative case after a preposition. Prepositions never take the nominative. If you write mit der Mann, that's wrong. It should be mit dem Mann, dative. Now for your quickfire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question one. Which case do accusative prepositions always take? Accusative, the accusative case. Question two. What does the mnemonic ABMNSZGV help you remember? The eight dative prepositions. Aus, bei, mit, nach, seit, von, zu, gegenüber. Question three. Wohin or wo? Which one triggers the accusative case with dual case prepositions? Wohin, movement, triggers the accusative. Question four. What is the contracted form of in das? Ins. Question five. Complete this sentence. Ich lerne Deutsch, in Deutschland zu arbeiten. Zu arbeiten. The full sentence is ich lerne Deutsch, in Deutschland zu arbeiten. Question six. How do you say I'm waiting for the bus in German, using a verb preposition pair? Ich warte auf den Bus. Warten auf takes the accusative, so den Bus. Brilliant work! Let's wrap up. Today we've covered the three groups of German prepositions. Accusative prepositions, Doggerfübi, dative prepositions, ABMNSZVG, and the nine dual case Wechsel prepositions, where the key rule is wohin equals accusative, wo equals dative. We've looked at contracted forms, infinitive constructions with zu, ohne zu, and statt zu, verbs with fixed prepositions, and higher tier dar compounds and vo compounds. My top three tips before your exam. One,
Memorise your mnemonics. Dog off you B and A B M N S Z V G will save you so many marks. 2, always ask yourself for him or vor before choosing a case with dual case prepositions. And 3, use infinitive constructions in your writing. They're a brilliant way to show grammatical range and impress the examiner. You've got this. Keep practicing, keep using German every day. And remember, small words like prepositions make a huge difference to how natural and accurate your German sounds. Good luck in your exams, and I'll see you in the next episode.